It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
I love this segment. The Brian Bulaga Homer Hour with Jason Wilde. Since Brian Bulaga is the only one who asks how are you doing, he, of course, gets to lead this segment. Yes, doctor.
Jason, good evening. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here. I ask all of our guests how they're doing, too. As you well know, maybe Homer's the one who just doesn't care about other people.
Well, if that's the standard by whether or not you care, I do not care about people. That's correct.
He that's certainly the way you isn't judge one it, for pleasantries.
Nope.
He is not one pleasantries.
No, he's not one for small talk. He's got really important things to talk about.
Because you guys are really good. Get to it.
Yeah.
Get to it. Let's go.
So,
all right, let's go.
Jason, obviously, you know, when I was on your program yesterday, we brought up the interview that Jordan Love did and what we thought about it. And, you know, after we did that, I got a lot of blowback on X from people saying how we're clowns, we don't know what we're talking about, a deal's essentially done. And Homer and I start out talking about it, and we think Packer fans need to settle down because there's a good chance this may not be done by Monday, and that's okay, but something will eventually get done. But I don't think we were wrong with our opinions on what we took away from that interview or lack of interview or the question he didn't answer the other day and how quick he was with it. I mean, did you get a lot of blowback on X from Matt too, like I did, or was it just me?
I don't know if it was just you. I just don't bother with that platform anymore. So I will say this. it was poorly handled by his team. And as we talked about, Jordan Love is more than capable. He's smart. He's certainly experienced, having been in the league now for 4+ years going into his 5th season. He could have easily handled that question without giving away anything. The people calling us clowns, there are lots of reasons to call us clowns. That would not be one of them because,
yeah.
You know, I think, and I always try to take this as, well, what do fans want to be the truth? Because usually they're rooting for what they want. And what they want is for him to have his deal and everything to be hunky-dory. And I still think that's the most likely scenario. I mean, I think that's the almost certain scenario. The question is when, not if. Like, I just don't see this getting to the point of the contentiousness of, say, Miami, where it sure feels to me like the Dolphins just don't have it in them to say, yeah, we're not really sure about this guy. We definitely don't want to pay him. I mean, they tried to get Brady out of retirement, right? Like a year ago or so?
Yep.
So I understand fans and what their desires are. I totally get it. I don't think this was a big, huge deal. I think it was a colossal misstep by his people that were running that camp. But, you know, does it get done Monday? I don't know. Adam Schefter, who is a hell of a lot more connected than me, allowed for that possibility, but certainly made it clear that he doesn't think it's the likely outcome. Does it get done during training camp? I would certainly think so. The biggest question, and you and I and Tausch talked about it, is what is he prepared to do if it's not done on Monday? Is he going to go out there and practice because he believes that that's the right thing to do as the leader of the team and the starting quarterback? And I just keep going back to having been in that locker room now for almost 29 seasons, that guys understand situations like this. And so if he chose not to practice until he had a deal, anybody who thinks that his teammates are going to be pissed at him don't know anything about what football players are like. Now, if it was someone who was undeserving, or like the year that Mike McKenzie, a cornerback, held out with 3 years remaining on his existing contract, I'm not sure his teammates were quite as supportive. But for a guy like Jordan Love, who is in the position he's in, I feel very confident. And you said it, you were on a team that has you were on this team. He wasn't there yet, but you were on this team. And you would support him. You would be have his back and say, it's okay, Jordan, if you're not going to practice till you get your contract. You got to take care of you. We'll be fine. We love you. We're not worried about it. Like, to me, that's the most important thing. So if it did come to that, as long as his teammates have his back, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and I think his teammates 100% have his back. Homer and I already talked about this. There's no way anyone in that locker room is looking down if he does not practice Monday, right? And I personally still think he does, even though I don't think the contract's going to be done. I still think he practices. Like we discussed on, you know, your program, Jason, he may not do any of the preseason games if the starters are going out there and taking reps during these preseason games. He may decline that invite or offer from Coach LaFleur, which, hey, I completely understand that. You don't want to have something happen during a preseason game without an extension. I am totally on board with that. But I think fans just want it done so bad so there isn't any controversy, and I don't think there's going to be any controversy if it doesn't get done by Monday. I just don't think it's there. Like we said, they may be a little bit further apart than what it may appear, right? Which is okay. That's what negotiations are for. But I still think this thing gets done before training camp at some point. And that's the way, or not before training camp, by the end of training camp. And that's just kind of my look on it. And it's okay. Everyone needs to take a breath if it's not done by Monday. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, and look, again, for the one thing, media starts with me, as we like to say, and I'm rooting for it to get done because there's a lot of really interesting stories for this team, and I want to write and talk about those. I don't want to continue to talk about Jordan Love's contract, so the sooner it gets done, the sooner we get to talk about all the other football things that you're so good at talking about, and I like to think that I'm decent at talking about, and so the longer it drags on, the more conversations we're having about Love and what's the holdup and all this kind of thing. Now, I did see that this Twitter account that has been ahead of the curve, ahead of even Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and those guys, Pretty Ricky 13, who I am convinced works somewhere in the agent game. I don't know exactly where. I don't know who he is, but Strofe was the one who turned me on to him.
He has access to that area of information.
Yeah, and he, I saw he tweeted out a handshake and a piece of cheese, which was at the bottom of a tweet that he'd earlier posted about how Jordan Love was next in line after the Trevor Lawrence deal. Now, whether or not it gets done before practice on Monday at 10:30 in the morning, I don't know. But, again, no one here, none of us, and I don't think anybody at all, is rooting for this to get contentious or take a long time. But it's our job to talk about all the possibilities. And there's a possibility that tomorrow they could be making an announcement. That's possible, too. But I don't think anybody here is worried about whether or not it's eventually going to get done. I will say this. I'm very curious whether or not he gets made the highest paid quarterback in the league. I am very, very curious about that. And whether or not it's them kind of caving to get it done with.
So that by that you're meaning overall money.
Well, again, Brian has explained this to me, that guys really do care about the idea of being the highest paid at their position.
Okay.
So even if it's
if he does and doesn't require the highest level of guaranteed money, give him $1 billion. I don't have to pay it unless he's around that long.
Yes, the Packers will be thrilled. He just wants to have an average of $57 million a year, but he gets the guarantees that the Jaguars gave Trevor Lawrence, because the Jaguars did a great job of paying their guy,
but
hedging their bets with the amount of guaranteed money he got. So he got to say he's $55 million a year, but he only got $142 million guaranteed, which is nearly $30 million less guaranteed than Jared Goff got.
Yeah. I mean, I think if – and see, I don't think Jordan Love is looking at it that way. I think he's looking at guaranteed, and that's why I feel like thing is being held up. Yeah, that's why I feel like this is actually being held up, because we all know Green Bay and guaranteed money, right, Jason? You've been covering the team long enough.
Not as well as you know it.
Yeah, I played for the team and negotiated with them. I know how they are with guaranteed money, and they do not like giving it out, right? Like, they gladly gave it out to Aaron because he was a Super Bowl MVP, an MVP, a soon-to-be Hall of Famer, and they had no problem doing it, right? And that's okay. But they're going to be a little hesitant, as no matter how good we think Jordan Love is or could be, he's only really had a year of experience and really only maybe 9 great games, or maybe even less than that, maybe 8 great games. And they're going to be a little hesitant to just dish out tons of guaranteed cash. They're going to be a little hesitant, which I totally understand. But to me, that's the holdup on this thing, is that big guaranteed cash point. And I'm sure he probably wants around 150 to 170, and Green Bay maybe closer to 100, 110, and that could be a holdup. I don't know, but I'm looking at it.
Right. And, Brian, that's right. That's their job, right, is to hedge their bets.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how much they love him. It doesn't matter how confident they are. The bottom line is you got to protect yourself. And so they're clearly going to – they've been trying to do that. Otherwise, if it was as simple as, hey, give him, we're going to offer you the exact same deal that the Lions gave Jared Goff, and he's got $170 million that's truly guaranteed, I would think this would be done already, right? He would have a $53 million average. He'd be fine with that. Like, I think you're right about guaranteed money. I mean, the Packers were one of the innovators with the game-by-game roster bonus of if you were active, you got paid. I mean, and that is the ultimate hedge, right? Like, And I would argue that it's counterintuitive against player safety, because now you got guys who, you know, I don't know, let's say it's a $10 million game-to-game roster bonus, so divide it by 17 games, and you're sitting there, and I shouldn't play. My knee is all jacked up. I should definitely not play, but I'm a young player. I haven't made Aaron Rodgers money. That's going to push me to try and play if maybe I shouldn't, right?
100%, yeah.
But that underscores the fact that they use that in so many contracts over the years, tells you that's their way of saying, hey, you know, hey, if you're available, yeah, we'll be happy to pay you that if you're playing it every Sunday. But that's another way that they hedge. And again, as the organization, that's their job. But if you're going to ask me whose side I'm going to be on in virtually all contract negotiations, except maybe that Mike McKenzie one, it's going to be the player side, not the team side.
All right, Jason, I know you find it hard to believe we're going late, but we have the Discount League or Twitter poll question we're going to put up. Are you worried about Jordan Love signing a contract extension soon enough? Yes or no? I'm a huge no, but are you worried about Jordan Love signing a contract extension soon enough? Yes or no?
I am a no, with the one caveat that the one thing that I am worried about, one thing that I am worried about, is that he doesn't get it done by the time camp starts. He does what he believes is the right thing to do, and he goes out there, and then there's the danger of some freak thing happening in practice. And suddenly you're like, oh, my God, why did I do that? Because, again, he is a really good kid. I know he always wants to do the quote-unquote right thing, but sometimes the right thing is looking out for yourself and then worrying about all the other stuff.
Brian, is that a no or a yes? I need your help. Did Jason say yes or no? Are you worried about Jordan Love signing a contract extension soon enough? Brian, I heard Jason say yes. You got to pick yes or no.
I think he's no. He's just explaining what worries about him, what he's worried about.
No, and with like, a qualification. I'll put that in.
Yeah, and to me, I'm not worried about it either. To me, it's going to get done one way or another. Whether he sits out or doesn't sit out, I'm not worried about it.
All right, Jason. Again, I don't do. What's my third choice? Are we going to have yes or no? And a Jason Wilde no? With a qualifier? I don't know. What's our option? I want to do you justice.
Are you worried?
No, but it might take longer.
But.
No, but. Okay, that'll be our third one. All right, thanks, all right, Jason.
Guys. Take care. Be good.
The next segment won't be as good. Nothing can be as good as Brian Bulaga and Jason Wilde. But I'll try next.